If you like this show and want to make your own, let me tell you about Anchor. Number one, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never heard before. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So it turns out, it's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. All you have to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to this evening's brief intelligence session. Tonight we are discussing solid reasons to microchip kids, courtesy of the World Economic Forum in Russia Today. Human implant technologies will soon become a commodity. A blog post published on the World Economic Forum's website last week suggests, arguing that there are solid, rational reasons for microchipping children with location trackers. The author, Vice President of Research and Development of the Inter-University Microelectronics Center, IMEC, Kathleen Phillips, argues that augmented reality technology has the ability to transform society and individual lives, and despite sounding scary, will undergo the same natural evolution as wearable tech. Hearing aids or glasses no longer carry a stigma. They are accessories and are even considered a fashion item. Likewise, implants will evolve into a commodity, she wrote. Phillips believes an augmented society is more or less inevitable, and that the real question is how it will be regulated. The limits on implants are going to be set by ethical arguments rather than scientific capacity. As an example of such ethical regulation, the author points to the question of whether or not children should be implanted with microchips. Okay, let us pause there. We do have in the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, beginning at verse 12. Matter of fact, let us begin at verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. So this is making reference to a commandment to engage and participate in a corporate idolatry. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed or put to death. Verse 16. And he causeth all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, no man might engage in commerce and trade, no man may engage in commercial activities, except he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Verse 18, and here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number, or calculate the number, of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. So, the reason I read this is because academics, philosophers, atheists, agnostics, historians, doesn't matter who they are, we've listened long enough to the statements that the Bible is full of nothing but symbolism, metaphor, and allegory. But in the year 2022, which is 2022, we can clearly see that these things that your preacher and pastor, and that you allowed your professor and teacher, and your political leaders, and your friends and family, etc., etc., the things that you allowed them to tell you to cause you to not take serious what is stated in the Bible, that time is over. Verichip Corporation Ben posited the idea of injecting human beings with a subdermal chip, microchip, with a 16-digit identification code. The Verichip Corporation is closely affiliated with IBM. IBM was also creating a numbering system that was used during the time of the extermination of a group of individuals who were deemed to be dissidents. But these people who were exterminated, and it wasn't just one group, it was other groups, they were able to be kept track of via a numbering system. And IBM was the one who provided this system and the Holodit, or the Hollerith, time cards. IBM and the Holocaust is a very interesting and good book that should be read, written by Edwin Black. But anyway, returning to the subject matter in focus. The World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and many other organizations, non-governmental organizations, and think tanks have been discussed microchipping, tracking, and surveillancing individuals, giving everyone on the planet Earth an ID. This is what ID 2020 is about. Anyway, let us continue. Phillips believes an augmented society is more or less inevitable, and that the real question is how it will be regulated. The limits on implants are going to be set by ethical arguments rather than scientific capacity. As an example of such ethical regulation, the author points to the question of whether or not children should be implanted with microchips. Whether or not children should be implanted with microchips. There are solid, rational reasons for it. Like safety. The Bible continuously says over and over again that when they say safety, and security that afterwards sudden destruction will follow. But anyway, I digress. Let us continue. She writes, noting that for some it might be a bridge too far. As for who will oversee the ethics governing the use of such technologies, Philip states that ethics should not be preached from an academic ivory tower. Overarching or independent institutions should guide policymakers and researchers in the augmented society on the do's and don'ts and help build the ethical framework on societal aspects of augmented reality technology, she wrote. They mention nothing about Revelation chapter 13, the Bible, eschatology, biblical prophecy, and messianic Yahwistic theology, which happens to predate all of these ideas by 2,000 years. But anyway, let us continue. Phillips provides examples of such regulation by pointing to the Council of Europe, which recently launched a strategic action plan for issues raised by the application of neurotechnologies, as well as the Rathenau Institute founded by the Dutch government, which assesses the impact of technology on our lives. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum chief, Klaus Schwab, has previously suggested there will soon be a so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution, the 4IR, one of the pillars that this show is built on, which will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. It is nothing less than the culmination, the manifestation, and the maturation of the beast system of Revelation chapter 13. A system that will control movement. It will control commerce and trade. It will control every aspect and stratum of the human life. The prophet Daniel, Daniel Hanavi, is the one who said in chapter 2 that there will be a convergence of the iron and the clay, and the Zerah, the seed of Adam, of man. The iron and the clay refers to kingdoms on one level, but because it said, and that these two things will be mixed together with the seed of man, a reference to the genome and to the physicality and the biology in the anatomy and physiology of human beings, we can clearly deduce and extract the fact that the prophecy of Daniel is referring to a convergence of man and machine, transhumanism, or postmodern humanism, is what the Bible is talking about. But anyway, until next time, Shalom Aleichem.